Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, making personal loans more personal.
You're very welcome back. Tom Dunn in for Sean, and I'll get to your text in a minute. And June Kildare is saying that raccoons are certainly not killing badgers. So we'll return to that. But it's time for the farming slot. I'm joined once again by Mairead Lavery from the Farmers Journal. Mairead, how are you today?
Well, I'm after coming hot foot from Belvedere House in Mullingar, County Westmeath. So
what were you doing up there?
Well, I was having a really good morning, actually, because one of the things was that I met Donogh O'Callaghan, and I've never met Donogh O'Callaghan before, and he's as handsome as he looks on the telly playing rugby. So he's,
they all are.
Yeah.
I hate to have a stereotype, but they are.
Really nice guy altogether, and he got a fantastic reception from the men's sheds people who were gathered there in the world's biggest men's shed craft exhibition.
Now, the men's shed, if I remember correctly, was this movement that came together to try and promote men's mental health, wasn't it?
Well, a lot to do with mental health. Basically to kind of battle isolation, loneliness.
As they say, men talk shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder to shoulder. So those projects, you know, they fixed up an old boat, or they mended a tractor, or they, you know, looked after vintage stuff, or they made buddy benches.
It sounds so, it's funny, but it is that you're doing one
you're
of these
working
things.
Working together, yeah.
You'd say, so how are things at home?
No,
how are you? And this is the only time a man will actually tell you what's going on.
So they're working alongside each other. The cup of tea is essential. There's no such thing as a wrong shed or a right way of doing a shed. You know, the members decide what they're going to do. But the one thing that's absolutely core is the cup of tea and to sit down and have the chat. And I consider them, I mean, if they were running the country, we would be running a balance of payments, not deficit, the opposite of that.
Right.
Surplus, because their ability to get resources in their communities is just extraordinary. I've been in men's sheds that are better equipped than most libraries or any sort of public venue, like between all the kind of tools that they have, wood cutting, joinery, all of that's very important. Computers, the kitchens, you know, cookers, sofas, the stuff for outside. But there today now, we were judging a competition. It's Top Line is one of the, you know, they have hardware shops all around the country.
Yep.
So they've actually organised a gift pack for, well, it's more than a gift pack. It's a substantial amount of product to go out to each men's shed. Now, they have to collect it. But it's recognising the whole DIY element of it. So today we had, there was over 100, I think, original applications put in. But there was 44 finalists today from 23 counties, which is a massive spread across the country.
I'm amazed
and
by it.
Some of the stuff was just fabulous. It was so quirky and original and gorgeous. And what they were trying to do was show what the men's shed means to the community and what it means to themselves.
Right. So it wasn't just that when you say an art competition, I have a vision of paintings, but it was different things they made in the shed.
It was more kind of... Yeah, it was partly that, demonstrating what they were making in the shed, and what it meant to them. Now, I actually can give you the winners.
I was afraid to ask you. Is this?
Yeah, well,
it's
now
not
you're
on your
actually
wraps. You're allowed to reveal this.
Yeah, it's gone after quarter. It was after quarter that we could do it. Anyway, actually, two neighbouring counties, and the winner was Ross Trevor in County Down, and the runner up was the Cooley Peninsula Men's Shed. Now, both of them were absolutely fabulous. They met the brief extraordinarily. I love the Cooley one, which is, you know, the rescue helicopter is very important up that side of the country. And they had the helicopter rescuing basically people and bringing them to safe haven. And all
a
around the place.
A model of this, was it?
Yeah, it was this a model of this. Wow. And they had in the kind of the gorse and the, you know, the hedging, there were these little red eyes peeping out. Now, when you read what they were about, these were the people who were maybe had health worries or financial worries or were stressed or worries, and they needed to be rescued still.
Very good.
It would actually nearly bring a tear to your eye when you saw it. The Ross Trevor one was equally wonderful in that it had these little jackets, made up jackets. Now, I mean, they weren't the size of your finger, top of your finger. But, you know, where the people came from. So it was the counties they came from, where they're members of the shed. And then all the plains the airplanes coming into the country, because they have a lot of foreigners, well, you know, people who have come to Ireland who weren't born here. They're part of the shed as well, and they were representing them. And then everything else they were doing, I mean, they met the brief spectacularly well.
The level of detail in it sounds like it's amazing.
But Fair Dues, you know, Fair Dues to the Men's Shed, as I said, the biggest craft exhibition in the world for men's sheds. And I mean, the actually Irish men's sheds in Barry Sheridan, they were over helping set it up in Iceland there recently.
Wow.
But Fair Dues...
So it's gone from strength to strength, really. That's fantastic to hear.
But as I say, top line, they put up the money. There was a lovely prize fund, plus the materials. So well done them. You know, they're located all around the country too.
I know there are lots of things you want to talk to us about. There's one thing really caught my attention, and it's the idea of the shopping trends in China. It sounds like the Chinese are not what we would expect.
No, we kind of still think of them being in half the dark ages, or, you know, just whatever. But technologically, they're absolutely, they're up there with it. And when Minister was out and they announced that 50 million beef deal for ABP, two of our journalists went with them. But, you know, they went around looking at lots of other things as well. So one of the things they were looking at was supermarkets in Shanghai, Hema Fresh. And basically what you can do now is you can go into these supermarkets and you can browse the shelves and you can pick what you want. But they reckon that about half the customers in the choosing in items and putting them in their trolley are actually staff of the supermarkets.
Okay.
And they're filling online orders. And when they have the online order filled to their satisfaction, there's kind of these hooks they can attach them to, like way old-fashioned systems, but they're not old-fashioned. And they zoom out and they're picked up by motorcycle riders and they get them to your home within 6 hours from the order. In the most cases.
And they reckon that 50% of their orders... Because that's kind of the opposite of what's happening here, isn't it? Because I see Tesco they're discontinuing that.
I mean, I suppose an awful lot of people have very long commutes and a whole load of other issues and, you know, time with family, and they're busy and they want to get the shopping done. But not alone can you, you know, it's this thing you think of kind of online as being warehouse stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not warehouse. It's actually retail. It's shop front as well. And what's even more interesting is, so you pick up a piece of Irish beef, for instance, or crayfish from wherever, Australia, and you can actually find out, you know, on your scanner a lot more about it. You can see where it was produced. You can look at the processing of it. You can talk to someone about it. So there's actually this total 365 connection between the consumer and the producer.
So they're much further ahead of us, really.
Yeah, way, way, way ahead of us.
Who would have thought?
Exactly. And I mean, you know, you can imagine just going into a supermarket and picking up something and, you know, apples. And where did they come from? Like, where do Pink Lady apples come from? I have no idea. And now you can find out if you were living in China.
The Pink Lady Farm, I immediately suspect. Would you believe now that you've given so much love to the shed farmers that were out of time already? That's all right, because it's a wonderful cause.
It is, it's great.
It's a great thing they're doing. So I'm sure Sean will be able to give you more rundown on other farming issues next week when he's back in. Murray, thanks very much for that. We'll be right back after these.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Making personal loans more personal.